And the time is 8:54. Let's say hello to Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities and Normal for a look at the markets this morning. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we've had two-sided trade here. Corn's been up over four. We also, overnight, were down three, so up four to down three. Beans, same way. We've been beans early in the day. We had them at 9.01 and a quarter. We're now down at 8.96, but we went to 8.91, so a 10-cent range there from up 5 to down 5. And wheat right now down 2.5 after being up 5 and on the low side being down 5. So widespread back and forth. At the moment, we have July corn up 2 and 3 quarters at 3.53 and a quarter. Deces at 3.74 up 2.5. The July beans are up 1 3/4, 8.76 and a quarter. Again, that's basically 5 off its high and about 6 off its low. And November beans are at 8.96 and a half, up 1. Wheat for July down 2.5 at 4.74 and a quarter, 7 off its high and 2.5 off its low. So mixed prices here today. Hogs are up $1.12. Cattle are up 45. Gasoline is up 57. Crude oil, 68.62 a barrel for August, up 55. The mini Dow down 27 at 24.250. The U.S. dollar is up 25 cents at 94.19. This is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities and Normal.
Thank you so much, Pete. That's Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities, who comes to us every Tuesday morning on this opening market report. Look at some of the other business news this morning. Global markets were mixed today as some traders clawed back losses led by technology stocks prompted by U.S. moves to gain an upper hand in trade with China. Features point to a mixed opening on Wall Street. OPEC countries have agreed to raise the supply of crude oil by 1 million barrels a day, but investors are not sure if the cartel will carry it out. Benchmark U.S. crude oil rose but remains below $68.50 per barrel. The dollar rose against the yen and the euro. Production of Harley-Davidson motorcycles sold in Europe will move from U.S. factories to facilities overseas. The Milwaukee-based company says it's a consequence of the retaliatory tariffs the EU is imposing on American exports in an escalating trade war with the Trump administration. President Donald Trump has used the iconic American motorcycle maker as an example of a U.S. business harmed by trade barriers in other countries, but Harley had warned that tariffs could negatively impact its sales. Britain's leading car manufacturing trade association says investment in U.K. auto production has fallen by half in the last year due to worries over the country's upcoming exit from the European Union. The Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders says only £347 million, that's $460 million, was invested in new models and facilities during the first half of 2018, compared to £647 million during the same period the year before. Apple CEO Tim Cook intends to continue lambasting U.S. immigration policies and other issues that trouble him to avoid falling into what he calls an appalling silence. Cook outlined his views on when CEOs should protest government policies during an appearance last night at a business conference hosted by Fortune magazine. His remarks came a week after he condemned the Trump administration's since-reversed practice of separating children from parents accused of crossing the U.S. border illegally in an interview with the Irish Times. And Australia has bought the first of six U.S.-manufactured long-range drones that will cost $6.9 billion Australian dollars, $5.1 billion U.S. dollars, and significantly increase that nation's military surveillance and reconnaissance capabilities. Let's take a look at the weather forecast now from a meteorologist, Andrew Pritchard. Rainy morning, and Andrew is predicting showers and thunderstorms likely through the morning with a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. The high today, 85, Partly cloudy tonight and a low of 69. Tomorrow, partly sunny, the high 84. We have light rain with fog and mist at last report at Willett Airport, 71 degrees. Light rain at Decatur and 71 degrees. A light rain at Mattoon, 71 degrees. And fog and mist at Danville and 68 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. The time is 9 o'clock.